Good morning. This past week's daf was Daf Chof Dalid in Maseches Erevin. I just wanted to first finish off the discussion we had last week. The first part of Daf Chof Dalid is related to the Gemara before. I mean, probably everyone learned it the previous week, because that's really the maskona of the sugya over here. But more over here, in short, was talking about a halacha. Person, we know that the klolim, the rules are as follows, that an area which is larger than a base of Sion, the hekif needs to be hukuf ledira. That the mechitzas have to put around that at the time for purpose, living purposes. That's called hukuf ledira. If the area is larger than a base of Sion and it's not hukuf ledira, that's generally your karfef, an area chos le'ir for storage. It's not being enclosed for living purposes. So that's called hukuf shlo ledira, and the mechitzas are not matter tiltul over there, din drabonim. However, if the area is within Beis Hasayim, then a hekef hafilu shlo ledira. If the area is within a Beis Hasayim, then any kind of hekef helps. Right now we're just bringing the maskona of the previous one, this practice that was brought, Lafchav Gimel and Beis. We're just mentioning again some of the rules, which is going to come up again later in the daf that we'll learn today. The difference between when do you need hukuf ledira and when is it not necessary to have hukuf ledira. if an area is up to a Beis Hasayim, then any kind of hekef, any kind of mechitzas, or maspik, even though it's not hukuf ledira. If it's very larger than a base of Sayim, then it needs to be hukuf ledira or not for mechitz to be matter the tilkul. Now, the Moral here was talking about if you had an area which was larger than base of Sayim, which was hukuf ledira originally. And the Moral here was talking, was discussing about by doing something which would take away the dira abilities from the area, the whole area, part of the area, and what kind of din is left over here. So the mission, the Baxter says over there, Nizra Ruba Hareo Kegina Va'osim. By planting Zroim, people don't live can't live in a, at least in that planted area, amongst the plantings over there. So that's Mevatel, the Torah's deer from that place. So the Braisa said, Nizaru b'harei kigin v'osr. If Roiviv, that area was Nizra, was planted, we view the whole thing as a gina now, and it's osr. Harei kigin v'osr. Now there was a member from Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua, which made a stipulation in this Braisa. The first part of the Gemara understood that his stipulation was in the tzad iser of the Braisa, Nizarubai. That the Gemara asked the Kashas, and this is where our daf begins over here, that the Gemara changes, that he must have been referring to a different point in the Braisa, because what we discussed before had a problem. That's what the Gemara starts saying, Eli Yitmar, Hochi Yitmar. Right? We must have understood incorrectly what he was focusing on. He must have been focusing on something else. And the Gemara says he was focusing on a diuk. On a diuk. What we could derive from the Brayis, and not from what the Brayis itself says explicitly. The Brayis tells us that Halacha Nizarubai Rekigino. So one could be medaik from there. It's the third line of the Gemara by us, Hamiyutishari, that were only a mute. The minority portion of this area was planted. Then it will be mutter. It will be mutter. And on that, Rav Huna Ben Yeshua said that this that is mutter, el d'loy have a base hasayim, that's only if the area is less than a base hasayim. Av a base hasayim, osur. But where to be base hasayim will be osur, keman, kirabonum. We already started seeing, we saw already very last week, that this Gemara, well, we have to put the calculations together because there are really two issues going on at one time. We have the general din that in order to carry in any area, you need mechitzis. That's a din rabban, even in an area which is not considered Rishus Rabban Daraisa. So the Iker Isser to carry in an area, to carry the Alamas, is in an area which is a Rishus Rabban. Any other area, Minatari will be mutter, and there's a din rabban which requires mechitzis around any area in order to carry. So that's one issue. That if that, and the mechitzis have its conditions, right? What's considered a mechitzis or not? If the area is yosim meisasayim, has to be hooked for the ear. If not, then you didn't meet the conditions of the mechitzis, and you can't carry because of lack of mechitzis. That's one issue, right? But there's a second issue, which is really the main machlekes is discussed later on, Perakol Gagas here. But there's another issue over here. If you have two rishuyos, which are considered two distinct rishuyos, then one machlekes tanoim over there, whether what we're discussing. But two rishuyos which are considered two separate rishuyos, one may not carry one from the next without being ma'arif, and subsequently, because of that, so if they were to be nifrats one to the next, it means if you don't have a proper Pesach, a full mechitza, or at least a Pesach between the two, and they're nifrats one to the next, so that will lead that each one can't even carry in its own area. That's the din of nifrats l'makom ha'osolo. That means that even if each of the two places have proper mechitzas. So if you would just be dealing with the place itself, then you would be able to carry, but the fact that it's neighboring area that it's open to, it's porous to, is considered a different mishus. One will aser on the next, and you can't carry not only one for the next, but you can't even carry in that area itself. But for a different reason, not because of lack of mechitzas, because of this other halacha over here, that there's a mishus acheres, which is asering it. Now that, what's considered Rosh Hashanah is a machlokes Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold that a chotzer and a karfeif, areas which one has a shem chotzer and one has a shem karfeif, aser on each other. And Rav Shimon holds that it's considered one rishus as far as this din is concerned, and they won't aser on each other. And that's the second din that we have to calculate in our sugya over here. As far as Rav Shimon and Rabbanon, because once the area is planted, that the Gemara holds over here that place now has a din of a gina, a karfeif. So even if you were to have mechitzas around it, if you had the mechitzas would be considered proper mechitzas, but what you have over here is that since there's no mechitza between the two areas, so the planted area and the not planted area have two different Shemais have two different places, and it will be dependent on the machlekes of Shimon and Rabbanon whether they would answer on each other. It's therefore the Gemara says over here that the Brayis Bayal says that if it was Nizra Miyat, that's the dig that we're making over here. The Brayis says explicitly Nizra Rubai, it'll answer the area because the area now became an area which is not hook for the dira. That was the accomplishment of the zriya. Once you made the zriya, you are mavatal dira, being that it's yoytzim meisasayim, so you lost your mechitzas. But it's meduyik that if it's not nizra rubay, then the area does not become considered not hukah for the dirham, and it will be mutter. On that, the Gemara is saying, true, as far as that's concerned, let that be, that your mechitzas are still intact. However, you have to deal with the second issue that we said, that by planting, regardless, that area could become becomes a conflict. And according to the Rabbanan, they'll ask on each other, even though each one has mechitzas. So this is what the Gemara is saying. If it's a base of Sayim, it's also command Rabbanan. That's Rabbanan Shita. Now, the Chiddush in this Gemara over here is that if it is less than a base of Sayim, then it's mutter. This is a new din over here. Because, according to Rabbanan, base of Sayim and less than a base of Sayim, we never find a difference. It's always base of Sayim, more than a base of Sayim. Over here, we're making a new difference between base of Sayim and less than a base of Sayim. The reason why Beis HaSayim is Osir, right? Beis HaSayim, why is Beis HaSayim Osir? Not because of its size necessarily, because on the contrary, Beis HaSayim is an area which doesn't require hukah for diras. As far as that's, and there are no requirements in order for the mechitza to work. But that's not the problem. The problem is that it's poritz l'makom oslam. Once it's planted, that area has the din of a karfif, and the unplanted area has the nechotzer. And according to the chachamim, these are two different mekomis. Beis Rishus, that they ask on each other. So if so what does it help the fact that it's less than a Beis HaSayim? Why should that change? The planting should always make it into... So Rashi deals with this question over here in the Gemara, which needs explanation. And this is the Rashi over here, which is three lines from the top. Rashi says over there, Deloy have a hahu mit. The Nizra Beis HaSayim, if that's not a Beis HaSayim, that's when it's mutter. The Lo Choshev Lehibodel Min HaChotzer actually explains that in this situation, if you have a we'll call it a karfef, right, a planted area, since it's less than a Beis HaSayim, it doesn't have its size, doesn't give it the chashivas, the importance Lehibodel Min HaChotzer, that it should be separated from the chosakas l'shem levade, to give it its own name. This Gemara is telling us a davar chadosh over here, that in this situation, when you have one area which part is planted, part is not planted, and the planted area really should, being that it's planted, it's not really dear, so now it should make it into, give it a shem karfif, that should be considered Beis Rishuyus, a Chotzer and a Karfif. So the Gemara, Rashi explains, is because if the area is less than a Beis HaSayim, so it doesn't have the Chashivus, that it should be considered its own type of area. We can't separate it from the Chotzer to give it its own Shem, to consider it a Karfif by itself. And therefore, it's not considered a Rishus Acheres. That's what Rashi says over here. So as far as this Rabbanan's din, that it's Beis Rishuyus, which Asher on each other, over here you can't consider it Beis Rishuyus, because this area doesn't have a large enough space that it should have Chashivus, that it should get its own name. That's what Rashi says. So this is going to be the explanation for this halacha over here. Less than Beis HaSayim, we're not going to have the Shita of the Rabbanan. Now the Gemara.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Just the terminology here. I have a karfuf, and then I plant zeroyim, becomes a gina. So now that planted area is called a karfuf itself. And see, now we see, turn. Now since it's hukah deer, we turn the other part of the blank space of the karfuf into a chatzer because it's a deer. That's what sort of comes out when we're saying.
No, it's a karfuf. Let's start from the beginning again. It was a karfuf which was hukah for deer, so that's why that area at that point we really look at the whole thing as a chatzer. Right. That's so, really the thing started. This karfuf didn't have the regular din of karfif.
So karf l'chuladira is
a chatzar.
A chatzar, basically.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I'm here. Okay.
Right. So that's how it works. So by planting, you're really changing that. So whatever.
You're changing that area. Now
the other area
shoes.
Stays the same.
Okay.
Right. That's how things work over here. Okay, so this is what Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua says, and this is according to the Rabbanon Shita. According to the Rabbanon Shita, that as long as it's through Yeshua, it'll aser. And the chiddush over here is that less than Beis Hasayim won't be able to be considered a Rishus B'fnei Atzma to say that I have two separate Rishus which are Parad Zeh L'Zeh. The Gemara has an alternate explanation of Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua. This is the last part point in the Gemara. Rav Yehoshua Mas in the Kula. Again, going on the dig, Ha Mi Itshari. And on that he said, Lo Yamoran Elo Beis Hasayim. Ava Yosem Beis Hasayim also Kman Krab Shimon. That over here, the only time that it's Osir is it's Yosem Beis Hasayim, because this will be going according to Rav Shimon Shita, that if it's a Beis Hasayim, Rav Shimon Shita is that the Chatzeres and Karfifus are Rishus Achas. So Kozman that we have proper Mechitzes and the issue is an issue of Beis Rishuyas, so you're really safe over here. Right? Chotzer and Karfif is always considered one of the truth. They'll never ask on each other. The only time you can run into a problem is if you lose the Mechitzes, and that'll be this area over that this din over here. Yoyisim Beis Hasayim, if the area that's planted is Yoyisim Beis Hasayim, so then, because of the fact that it's just Mitzvah Sayyams and it's in Israel, so now it's not Hukaf Ladir anymore, so it loses Mechitzes. Right? That'll be the only reason to answer. So that's what comes out of the Sugi over here, that according to Rav Shimon, the fact that it's a Chotzer and a Karfif is never a reason to answer. The only problem, the only reason why it become also is only if there's a problem with the Mechitzes, and that's going to be if it's Yoyisim Beis Sayyam, then it requires Hukaf Ladir. And through the Zriya, it's not Hokaf Ladira anymore. And according to the Rabbanon Shita, that even if you don't have a Mechitza issue, but you have to deal with the Beis Rishuyas. So according to Rabbanon, even if you have Mechitzas, you're fine, you're okay. It's a Beis Hasayim, right? So you don't need Hokaf Ladira. So it's not a problem of Mechitzas, but you have to deal with the din of Beis Rishuyas. Chotzer and Kafif, and the chiddush of the Gemara was that according to the Rabbanon, less than a Beis Hasayim is not choshev or rishus b'fnei atzma to say that I have two separate rishus over there that they should answer on each other. And that's what halacha is according to Rabbanon, that if the planted area is less than a Beis Hasayim, it'll be mutter. You won't have the Rabbanon's din that Beis Rishus answer on each other. Okay, so that was the. That was the maskona of this piece of Gemara over here. And as we mentioned last time, from the Marsha, that this piece of Gemara is being medai homit shori, and then there's a stipulation on that. That this that we say it's nizra mi, it is mutter, is not in all situations. Right? According to the Rabbanon, once it's a Beis Hasayim, it'll be osur. According to Rav Shimon, Yoyisim Beis Hasayim, it'll be osur. That Marsha pointed out that it's a mi'it. So why isn't the mi'it bottle gabri roiv? And we should look at it as if it's not planted at all. So this is what the Marsha pointed out, that when the Gemara previously had mentioned this, how he explains the Tosfos, right? We didn't have a chance last week to talk to get to this point in the Gemara, but this is what he was referring to, that Tosfos has a raya, that when the Gemara asked the question over here, that there should be a din of bittel, that was the Gemara's question on the original explanation of the Memra, the Gemara wasn't asking from a svara that there should be a din, like we have in Kol Tarkula, that meat is bottled to the right. Because if that would be true, then it should apply bein lahokel bein lahachmer, and this din over here, the maskonat hagemara, will be shver also. Why is there a situation of meat where it's aser? The zriyas hamit should always become bottle. So this is what Masha was masber in Taisvis, that therefore the Gemara wasn't asking misfor, because we understand that over here that the halachas don't necessarily have to follow the din of bittul and kol terekula. Could be that Chazal only allowed us to use it, told us to use the din bittul lahachmer and not lahokel. So that's why over here, like Taisvis explained, that the Gemara asked from a hechocham in Eubay, that we have a raya in this bais that Taisa showed that we use lahakol. So therefore, the Gemara is asking that you use lahachmer. But were to be misvorim, then even maskonim, there should be always din of bittul bein lahakol bein lahachmer. That's what he meant. I just wanted to point it out that this is where the Mashal was referring to. This halacha that the Gemara has a din, whichever man the omar we're going with, whether according to Maskonas Gemara, maybe Mimi Difti. But everyone agrees that there was a memory that was said that even when the meat was Nizra, it still could be Asr. And we don't say that it's Batal. Okay, so that was just the Oisphere. That was the follow through of last week.
It's not a good time to ask, but the Maskonas Gemara, even the fear of Shimon, if you have a area that's hukav that's yosim based on time shalayim hukav ladira, then that's you can't. There's no way to make an eruv like for a city around it. Right? That's what I think comes out from Maskanas Gemara.
That what there's no.
That if it's not hukav ladira and it's yosim based on time, then there's no room to be made. I mean, Shimon wouldn't be matir.
Right. Right.
So then, in any place where there is such an area, I don't know what constitutes such an area in practical times, but that would be a problem, right? That would be a problem for the Eruv, for the general.
Could be. Possibly, I don't know. It could be. Okay, let's see. Let's see a little further over here. Let's focus over here on this piece of Gemara a little further down. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. All right, it's around 8 lines down from the two dots on the Chov Dalet. We know that the rule is, as we mentioned before, that if we had that mechitzah is not to be matir on area which is yosim beis asayim, it has to be hukaf ladira, and it's clear from the Gemara here, the Gemara a little further, says it explicitly that we need posach ubasoif hukaf. Right, this is more a little further down that we need that. At the time when the mechitzas were set up, the area was already considered a dira area. Aval hukaf abseif posach loy. Mura says that if the mechitzas were first put up and then the area was made into a dira area, that's not going to help. That means as at the time that the mechitzas were set up, it has to be that the mechitzas are hukaf ladira. That's what we need to have. So we're going to deal now, the Gemara deals now with a situation that, let's say your area originally was not hukaf ladira, and you're changing the usage of that place now, and you are making it dira usage. How are you going to make that the mechitza is hukaf ladira? Because if you don't do anything to the mechitza, so this is what the Gemara says later on, this is called hukaf seif pasach, which doesn't help, because at the time of setting up the mechitza, it wasn't for dira purpose. So the mechitza over there is not considered hukaf ladira. So the Gemara says like this: Omar v'nachman mam shmu karf yosim mebeis asayim shlo hukaf ladira. This is what we're talking about. Karfif, which is larger than the beis asayim, not hukaf ladira. So those mechitzas were not helping us at the time, not Hukuf Ladira. We need Hukuf Ladira in an area that size. Kate said, always, what should he do? What should he do if the usage of the place was changed? The place itself became Adira usage. How could you make the mechitzis? What do you do to the mechitzis now that the mechitzis should be considered Hukuf Ladira? Do I have to take down the whole mechitzis and put them up again? So the Gemara says as follows. Peretz by peretz yaseh me'eseh. All you need to do is follows. Make a peretzah, make a breach in the mechitzah, yaseh me'eseh, larger than the width of 10 amis. Right? We know up till 10 amis is the Pesach. The point that you're coming to do, the idea that you come to do, you come to mevatel mechitzas over here, but you don't have to take down the whole mechitzas. You're going to make a peretzah large enough that the peretzah will be mevatel mechitzah. Being that we know that till 10 amis is considered a Pesach, so a pizza that size is not a contradiction to mechitzah. So therefore the pizza has to be larger. That's what it means. Pizza be pizza yosem esem. You make a pizza, you make a breach larger than 10 amis, v'goydroi, and now you'll close it off. Mamid al eser, and you'll make that area that should be open less than Esther. Right? So theoretically, well, you know, you could make it like, you know, an inch more than 10 amis, and then just fill in that inch, and, you know, that's all you need to do. You don't have to be spaced in the entire area. Right? The point is that you can make a pirtza region which is larger than the Shir Pesach, and then you'll now close it off that with this closure, You once again have a mechitza over here, and this mechitza is a new mechitza, and this mechitza will be hukuf ledira because the dira usage of the area was there before the mechitza was put up. That's the halacha. Iboilu. Now the Gemara asks the Shalos Halos. Iboiluhu. Poratz amo v'godar amo. This the same situation you have over here. You're starting with an area which is Yosem Mebeis Sosayim, was not Hukuf Ladira. And what you need to do is you need to make a pirtza to mevatel the original mechitza, that by being goydrit, by closing it off again, you'll be making a new mechitza, which is the same. L'shem dira. However, the Gemara asks the Shiloh, what if a person were to do it in this way? Rather than making the entire pirtza at one time and having a point of time that there was a pirtza, yosem esah here, and then afterwards filling it in, let's say a person, what he did was, he did it piece at a time. That's what it means. Poratz amo. He made a pirtza one amo. V'gadra, and then he closed it off. Then he made another pirtza after that, amo, v'gadra, and he kept in doing this. So there was never a point of time that there was a more than an amo that was actually open. Mahu, achshin l'leirisa me'eser mahu, until the area that was broken was more than Eser. Mahu, what's the halacha? What's the halacha in this case? Does it help? In this situation, there was never really a point of time that there was a pirtza yosem me'eser over here. Does this help? Does this accomplish the main din that we're trying to accomplish over here? The way the Ritva speaks out this second sad, or actually both Stodim, he speaks out that do we say the whole Amma va'amma botla b'shaita, that each new Amma is botla b'shaita? That's definitely that when you make the hole and Amma and you fill it in, so being that at that point the original mechitza was never batal, so we see you might have a new panel over here. Whether you do, you don't. But this is just the old mechitza that you have. So each time you make a piritza, you put something in. You don't. It's not a new mechitza over here. It's the old mechitza happening. So therefore, do we say that at the end there's never a new mechitza, because each amah becomes part of the previous mechitza. So even though, and at the end you have more than 10 amas, but each time you made a piritza and you were guided it, that became part of the old mechitza. So you never had anything to make a new mechitza. Oy dilma, hash the choizer hakol v'neir mitzdar. Right? This is how the Ritva speaks it out. Now we have this concept in Issa v'heter, a concept in Bittel, choizer v'neir. Right? Such a concept. If you have amount of Issa falls into heter, which there's enough heter kneged that iser, so it's bottle, and then afterwards more falls in. Right? There's a concept of choizer v'neir that if now you have the amount of iser that the heter can't be mevatel, does all the iser join together? It's choizer v'neir. It wakes up again, and it doesn't allow the bittel. It takes off the bittel. So it's a similar concept over here. The Gemara by us is asking that, would we say now that there's a choizer v'neir, it's all mitzdarf, and therefore we see that these 10 panels over here of an amah, maybe a little more than that, are new mechitza. And even though b'shakti became part of the old mechitza, but now that we have the entire area, and this area is more than 10 amas, so we should view it like a the entire area was put in here as a new mechitza, because the old mechitza would be bottled because there was a pirtzi yosim ha'aser. Now the Gemara brings a rag to the shailam from areas of Taris, which I thought that it was kedai to discuss, since we're not as familiar with these things as other things, just to speak through the simple Pasha Pshat, what the Gemara means here.
Yeah, just the Ritva is going through is the heter. The Gemara is an example of Tumutari.
That was my thing. There's other things I've mentioned. He says the concept of choyz v'nir. I just tried to bring it to something that maybe we're familiar with, you know, just to give us a little base. Right. Now let's see. But you're right. The Gemara is gonna say that the concept from Vio should apply to over here. Now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Omale. Lav hainu disnan. Isn't this not, wouldn't this be comparable to a Mishnah and a discussion on that Mishnah? The Mishnah of this says, Kokle balabatim shurim kirimoinim. Kli'etz, the sheer bittel is kirimoinim, which means as follows. In order for a kli to be mekabel tumah, and for that matter, to hold on to a tumah, it has to retain its shem kli. It has to be considered a vessel. Not anything could be mekabel tumah. Right? The Torah attributes and allows tumah to be chal on certain things, and it has to have a shem keli. If it's not considered a kli, then it can't become tummy and it can't retain tummy. And therefore, one of the ways of making a kli tor is by taking off the shame keli, by making a substantial hole in the kli that it's not fit for its usage anymore, it becomes bottled, it's not considered kli anymore, and therefore the tummy is poka. So, kol klei balabatim shiurim kirimoinim, klei balabatim, which mean kelim which are not used for sale, things which are used for sale, so people are makbid on even a smaller hole, so then it loses chashivas even with a smaller amount. Klei ba'al batim is a kli that a person uses for his own usage. So Rashi explains on the places that people are chas, are kelim, and they're not ready to throw it out. And if it has a hole, a certain size, so they'll store in it things which are larger, which won't fall through the hole. Only when the hole is that large, it's kerima, then the Baal Bayis is not going to be able to use it anymore, to have any regular usage, and it'll be bottled of teres clean. That is what it means. Kol klei baal batim shum kerimayim, that if it has a hole in the kli, the size of a rimayim, that's the shear that the teres kli is bottled. It lost its chashivas of a kli. Uboy chizkia, so chizkia asked the shayla on that mishnah, similar to what we're discussing. Nikav pumetzi zayis v'sosmai, v'chazav nikav pumetzi zayis v'sosmai, ach shlim l'moetzi rimin ma'am. That if the hole, we understand if the hole, at one time, it existed a hole, which was the size of a rimin, so fine. So that's mevatel the teres kli, that we understand. But let's say what happened was that there was a hole, kimetzi zayis, right? Smaller hole, this hole itself, it's not going to be mevatel the teres kli. He patches up that hole, then in the area next to that patch, there's another hole comes, and he patches it up. And similar to what we have over here, that at one point of time, there was never a hole which was kibbutz yirimim. Only if you add up together all the holes that originally were made and were closed, you have kibbutz yirimim. So Chizkiya declared on that Mishnah a similar Shaila that we're clearing over here by Mechitza. Volam Rabbi Yechinan, and Rabbi Yechinan was Poshit Chizkiya Shaila from another Mishnah. Volam Aleh Rabbi Yechinan, Rabbi Shani Salonu Sandal. You taught us the Mishnah of Sandal. The Mishnah says, Sandal Shanifsa Ka'achas Me Oznov V'tikna Tomei Medris. What we have to know over here is as follows, that certain sources of tumah have a special chomer, din of zov, nida, something called tumas medrus, which is as follows. Usually an avat tumah touches something, that thing, it's nochus daaga, goes down one level. Avatoma makes something else into a rishon l'tumah. Something called tumas medrus, klei mishka v'moishav, certain category of kalim, ifezov, and its group comes in contact with that kli in a medrus way. Let's say it's a chair. He sits on it, and then that's a special halacha over there that the kli will become have a chiz of an avatum, right? And an avatum can be tamei adam v'kelim as a rishon from tamei oichun u'mashkin. Now this sandal over here is considered when it's functioning as a sandal as a shoe. It has a din of a kli medrus, and therefore, if the Zov puts it on, then the sandal will get a din of an avatum. Now, this sandal has two straps over here, and we'll see in the Mishnah that it's functionable as a sandal even with one strap. Once it lost two straps, then it's not functionable as a sandal anymore. However, the Gemara will see over here that it still has a chashivas of a kli. Not as a sandal, so it's not considered a kli medrus anymore, that it should have this din chomer, that it will have a din of an avatoma, but it's still considered a kli. It's usable for other things, and it'll have the din like a keli, which is not a kli medrus. If a zov touches a kli, which is not a kli medrus, then that has the regular dinim, that the zav is the avatoma, and the kli will become a rishon l'toma. So the Mishnah says as follows, that have a sandal shnivka achas me'oznov. You have this shoe, this sandal, that one of its straps was nifsak, ripped off. V'tikna, and he fixed it. Tome medris. The sandal is still considered functionable as a sandal, and it's tome medris. Now the Rishonim speak out that this halacha that is tome medris is not only as a result of the v'tikna, but in truth, even if he wasn't, it's mukach in the cheshbon over here that even when it's missing one of the straps, it's still considered a kli medris, and it'll be tomei an avatuma. Rashi speaks that out right away over here, the second white line in the Rashi. V'tikna huadin kiloi tikna nami. Rashi says the same thing will apply even if he's not misaking it. I die in tomei medris. Definitely, it's still tomei medris. And the reason why, so why does the Braisa, the Mishnah say tikna? For hodonok at tikna rabusam. And the reason why the Mishnah mentions tikna is for a chiddush a little further down in the Mishnah. Dilav hochi sula itzur chamer menifs koshniyim for the next halacha. Right? The point is the next halacha we'll see. That's why we're saying nifsika now. But this din over here, the first halacha, is hu adin loy nifsika. Meaning to say that if it's missing one strap, it's still considered a functionable sandal, and it will retain all its dinim. Nothing changed. The Mishnah continues, Nifsaka shniya v'tikna tohor min ha-medris. Now the second strap broke, and he fixed it. Tohor min ha-medris. It's tohor min ha-medris. It's tohor only from the choymer of medris. We'll see. The kli became this sandal is not considered anymore that it's a kli medris. It's not the original kli medris. As we're talking about that originally a zov put it on. So the zov gave it tuma. At the time, it was a full sandal, so it became an avatuma. And by the straps being ripped off, it loses its din of that sandal that the zov came in contact with, and therefore the tumah goes off. Of course, today it has two straps on it, so if the zov would now put it on, he would again make it an avatumah. But it's a new sandal, right? It just became a sandal now. It's not the same sandal that the. You know, as far as how halacha looks at it, right? We look at this as a new sandal over. It's not the one that the zav put on is not here anymore. That taka lost its teres kli, so that's why it's not there. We'll see. The Gemara is going to go through this, but the Mishnah says that it's tohor min ha-medris, aval tomei maga medris. However, it doesn't mean that it's completely tohor. It's still tomei maga medris. It has the din of something which touches a kli medrash. Kli medrash, we said, is an avatoma. So we'll have the din of, if a kli medrash touches another keli, that'll make that kli into rishon, so it still retains the level of rishon l'tumah. Maybe we'll come back to that if we have time. V'amet alo, but this, as far as we're concerned, we're focusing on this first part, tol min ha-medrash. V'amet alo, and Rabbi Yechon told Chizkiah, you yourself gave us a shir about this. And you ask the following question, what's the difference? When the first strap rips off, it retains its full din. Why? Because the second strap is here, and as long as one strap is still here, it functions as a sandal. If that's true, so shniya nami, when the second one rips off, it should also retain its tumah, because at the time that the second one was ripped off, the first strap was fixed. So there was never a point in time that it was missing both straps. And you told us that the pshat in that Mishnah is because that's Panam Chadoshes. Panam Chadoshes Bo Lukan. True that there was never a point in time that you were missing both straps. However, the straps that you have on the sandal now are not the original straps that are there. The two original straps that were there are not here anymore. This is Panam Chadoshes. Panam Chadoshes, this is a new sandal. That's how we look at it. It's a new sandal. So on that, the Gemara says, Hachanan in Panam Chadoshes Bo Lukan. So Rabbi Yochanan, this is all still talking about the dinner of Klei Baal Batim, Shurim Kirim Moinim, on Chizki Shail over there. Rabbi Yochanan, he compared one to the next, and he said the same way by sandal will view it, Panam Chadoshes, that when you have the second strap breaks, so now we don't have any of the original straps, we look at it as a new sandal. So he said that similarly, when you have the hole in this cleats, play bal batim, that you have small holes, a number of small holes which were fixed in between, it's panam chadoshes, that even though it's totally closed right now, however, the area which was broken now is mitzaref. We see it as a kemoitzi riemann, and even though it's nistam now, it's closed off now, but this is panam chadoshes, this is a new kli. Korele les deim bar inish. So Chizkiya was very, very nispoil, very excited from the comparison that he thought of how to be poshut the shaila, and he exclaimed on Rabbi Yochanan les deim bar inish. This is not a person. Right? It's el malach. Right? He was giving him a praise. Yikad amri ki goin deim bar nash. Another girsa. Others say that his nusach was, this is a person, I mean to say, this is a perfect person, this is the madrega, this is the level of a person that's able to put together two things. Now, the Gemara doesn't bring this back to us, but what the inference that the Gemara is having is that it's the same way over there that the Gemara said that there's a panam chadoshes, klei baal batim, so too by us, this is also considered a panam chadoshes. And therefore, we have a new mechitza. And as far as our purpose is concerned, so being that I'm trying to make a new mechitza, that this new mechitza will be hukaf l'dir, because it was pasach, at this point already, the area is functioning as a dira. I just need to have a mechitza put on after that. So being that we look at this as panam chadoshes, so I have a new mechitza over here, which is hukaf l'dir, and therefore, it will be mutter b'chai gavn. So, okay, so this is the maskunas ha'gmorah, as far as this is concerned, that it helps. That it helps. So if we have a situation over here, if it's easier for a person just to take off a little piece at a time, right, you see from the gmorah over here, that'll help in order to make the area considered hokaf l'dirim. Okay.